This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
So you are in time for our Friday feature called Plugged In. This is in partnership with the Counseling and Career Development Unit right here at Wits University. And on the line, we have Ulindelwe Cili, who is a career educator and social worker at CCDU. And today we are talking about resilience. Good morning, Ulindelwe. Welcome to the Main Switch.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. So, I mean, let's start with defining resilience. You know, I was reading up on it yesterday, trying to find different definitions for it, you know, and the one that I really found was the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. Maybe you can elaborate on that for us, please.
Just put simply, resilience is just basically the individual's ability to cope with stress and adversity, right? We know that life is challenging, so it's literally about bouncing back. It's about you being faced with it, but literally overcoming those situations.
Okay.
Just put in simple terms.
Okay, and when students are coming back, as we know, and first semester was not so much of a joyful ride. So how can they change their outlook or perspective going into this new semester?
Indeed. It's very important that as students start their journey, they change their outlook and they become more positive. They tackle this with positivity. They change the analogy of looking at a class and literally saying, is it half empty or is it half full? It might, first semester might have not been easy. Am I going into this with a half full class, meaning that I have the capability of filling it to the brim, you know, being using the first semester experience as a benchmark, you know what to expect for second semester. So you know more or less the challenges that are there for you. So go into this with preparedness, right? Be prepared to adapt to those challenges. And also it's very important to acknowledge what didn't work in first semester and really put strategies in place. When I say that, I always say that you have to strategize. So look at what you did and what happened in first semester and then how you can better that. So developing a very solid plan. Second semester is quite short. So you really need to have a solid plan, you know, and then you action that. Sometimes we have this plan, but we never really implement, we never really action it. So you really need to be cognizant and really action that. Also, you go back and you evaluate. Evaluating first time you write a test or an assessment, you look at the results. Were the results positive? What more do I still need to do? You know, so positivity, changing the mindset, strategize, action, and evaluate, I'd say.
And we know, Lindelwe, that students have been dealing with the pandemic. They've been dealing with having to work from home now and also other underlying issues that we probably are not aware of, right? And I have to ask, has this, based on your observation, has this affected their studies in a negative way?
It has definitely affected studies. You know that students were never prepared for such changes, you know, as much as they adapt, but it has been overwhelming. But what's important for students to note is that they shouldn't focus on the negativity on what really didn't go well, but rather it's very important at this stage to acknowledge their strength. Yes, it was hard. Yes, it wasn't easy, but they have shown persistence and they are in the second semester now. So they had the skill, the grit to overcome. So I believe that it's very important for us not to downplay their own ability and their own strength to persevere and be flexible to adapt enough to these challenges. So just a little advice on that. I would really say that students need to go into this, be very confident of their own abilities, of their own strength to persevere, right? For second semester, have a vision, have a plan in action, and be proactive with the studies as we tackle this. And we know that challenges are still going to be here, but focus on what you have in control, because you'll find that students are now stressing about the looming fourth wave already. You know, how is that going to impact their academics, you know? Mm-hmm. And they don't have control over that. Rather, you focus on what you can control, that is your own studies, your own pace, how you're going to pace yourself for this, because we know that the pandemic is still going to affect us.
Truly. And speaking of advice, I just have to ask that we know that some students do not really recover quickly or don't have the ability to recover quickly from certain things, you know, and maybe home might be a contributing factor of that. Perhaps they don't have enough support from home or anything of that sort. So what kind of advice or counseling is provided for those students who don't have that kind of support from home?
It's very unfortunate that indeed life sentence deals us with so not pleasant cards. You know, if you don't have support, the journey is 10 times harder for you. But we are very fortunate that VITS has implemented support services that will bridge that gap. You know that CCBU would offer you counseling with one-on-one sessions with a therapist where you can really use that as a platform to get your support. You can also just utilize the crisis line, the student crisis line, which is available to students 24/7. What I also like is that there is this app, you know, it's a texting app. If you're in a room and you can't really talk, but you're feeling anxious and really need assistance, it's literally assistance in your fingertips. So students really need to capitalize and use that.
I mean, I for one think resilience is a very good skill to cultivate, you know, and everyone preaches to that as well, Lindyalo. But what are the practical steps to one actually building on their resilience?
Resilience, we all have resilience, you know, each and every one of us has that strength. But what is important is that one needs to change the narrative of or the outlook of the situation that they are facing, right? So you go into it and you look at it in a different way. If it didn't work the first time, how then will I change that, right? It's very important to be self-aware as an individual. Know your own strengths, know your own weaknesses as a person so that that plays a role in how you overcome and how you just tackle your everyday life. It's very important to have self-compassion and understand your emotions that you are going through currently as a student, because you'd find that as the second semester starts, some students are really disappointed in themselves. They're beating themselves up because they know they could have done better, you know. So understanding the emotion that you are going through, it will allow you to have self-compassion, to say, yes, I might have not given myself 110%, but I still have the opportunity to rectify that. Naming your emotions allow you to regulate them, right? To have control over those emotions so that it doesn't overpower you and you seek the necessary support, because seeking support is literally strength. And self-care is very important, to do activities that really take you away from whatever challenges that you are facing. So if you are one to meditate, do that. If you are one to sort of journal and plot that down, engage in sport, be a healthy mind, healthy body works hand in hand. So really take care of yourself as well to build on your resilience so that you are able to adapt to those challenges and persevere.
I like that you say we all have resilience. I just think it's a matter of realizing it. Lindyalo, thank you so much for having this conversation with us this morning.
And thank you again for having me.
Always a pleasure. It is Lindyalo Gcili, who is a career educator and social worker at CCDU. And she was here to tell us about resilience. If you think you are lacking in any form or shape and you want to build your resilience, then this conversation was definitely for you.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.